This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it.
Yes, this is why. So today for Young Minds and Business, we are speaking to Sandiso Ncube, who is an entrepreneur and small and medium business growth facilitator. Now, Sandiso has supported a portfolio of over 23 businesses. I mean, that's quite a number. I mean, that's a lot. With 15 of these 23 businesses achieving an average turnover growth of 206% and 1,268% growth in profitability over 12 months. I mean, if you know your numbers, then you know that this is really, really a big deal. So please let us welcome him right here on the Main Switch for Young Minds in Business today. Hi, Sandiso. Welcome to the Main Switch today.
Hi.
I mean, your book.
Thank you for having me.
The 10-Minute Guide to Starting a Business. Lessons Entrepreneurs Learn the Hard Way. I mean, I'm stuck on 10 minutes. I mean, is that possible? 10 minutes?
You know what? Initially, when I first wrote the book, the first three editions were quick 10-minute read.
Please repeat that again.
When I first wrote the book,
yes,
the first three editions of the book were 10-minute read.
Whoa.
And so the title is kind of stuck, you know.
Okay.
It's become a brand identity or sort.
Ah, okay. I see. I mean, also that's really interesting. I'm just thinking of the process of writing and reading at the same time and timing it. I mean, that is quite. And now that the book is complete, how many minutes is it?
It depends. So on average, it should take you about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay, not bad. I mean, that could also be just 10 minutes. I mean, it's not that bad also. 45 minutes is not that bad. You know, you could read it on your way somewhere or when you're just taking a break. So that's not bad at all. Now, on chapter 4, Sandiso, you say that good ideas don't make good business. I mean, one would argue that the statement is quite cynical, you know, but let us hear from you. What exactly do you mean by this?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, you know, there's a very dangerous belief in our society, which is exactly what you shared, is that good ideas make good businesses. And that thing is so deeply ingrained in our society that if you offer a different perspective, people often call you a spoilsport, you know, that you don't want people to live, you don't want people to thrive. But in actual fact, people don't pay or buy services because they think those services are a good idea. People pay for products and buy services because those products or those services serve a need, they are a want, or they solve a problem for that person who's paying for it. Nobody just wakes up and goes to the store and says, you know what, I think this bag of chips is a good idea, let me buy it. You buy a bag of chips because you're hungry, you want a snack, or, you know, you need a little pick-me-up. So the idea there is to say, if you're a young person, if you're starting a business, find a business that satisfies a need, solves a customer problem, or enables a customer to move forward in some way, shape, or form. So it is a very cynical view with relation to, you know, today's perspective, but it's the truth.
Gee, Sandy, and I'm thinking of all the good ideas that I have, and I'm thinking, do they actually solve problems or do whatever it is that you are saying they must do? You're stressing my life, honestly. And I would like you to give some more practical examples, you know, for anyone who's young right now. How do I take this one good idea that I have and look for ways actually to make it a good business, you know?
Okay, perfect. So let's start with just the understanding of how good ideas make good businesses. Okay? So you tell me from your perspective.
Yeah.
Tell me one thing you need right now that you're willing to pay for. Tell me one thing you want and tell me a painful problem you're willing to pay to solve.
So I must tell you one thing that I am willing to pay for.
That you need.
That I need.
One thing you want that you're willing to pay for. And one thing, one problem that you're going to pay to solve. So it's three things.
A car. I really need one. A car.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. And how much would it cost you?
The car to get
it? Yeah.
Let's say an estimate 150.
Okay, perfect. One thing you want?
One thing I want is comfort.
Comfort?
Yes.
Perfect. And how much are you willing to pay for your comfort?
Oh, my word. I mean, even just 100. Let's stick at the 150.
Sorry, 150 rand or 150,000?
Oh, 1,000, 150,000. I mean, I'd like to pay 150 really, but 150,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me a painful problem that you want solved.
A painful problem. So must it be related to the car issue or?
No. Something separate.
Something separate. Painful definitely has to be Wi-Fi. Jeez, I need connection. Like the way data ipela ngakhona. Wi-Fi.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you see, with those three things, if I came to you with a car, if I came to you and I said, I spoke to you and I said, hey, listen, what kind of car do you need? I could potentially walk away with $150,000.
So that is you as the business guy.
As a business guy.
Okay.
So if I came to you right now and I said, listen, I've got all of the products you need. I've got a car that I can sell you. I could potentially walk away with $150,000, make about $30,000 in commission.
Okay.
If I came to you, right, if I came to you with an idea for how to make you comfortable, and you and I spoke about it, and you told me what you needed, and I provided that to you, I could potentially walk away with $150,000, and probably all of it with my profit would be my profit.
Mm-hmm.
If I came to you with a good, affordable connection for high-speed fiber or high-speed Wi-Fi, I could earn recurring revenue for as long as you have that connection. But if I came to you right now with a hoodie and I say, hey, listen, buy my branded hoodie. It's Sandy Sos hoodies. It costs $450. It's nice and warm. Would you buy it?
I mean, I've had a lot of those this winter and I didn't buy them.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly the point.
Yeah. Right?
So the idea is, if you want to build a business, figure out what people need, figure out a painful problem that they want solved, figure out what people want. And they've got to want, need, and have this problem on a continuous basis. Because if it's something that can be solved once off, then it's not a business you are going to build.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity you've taken advantage of. However, if you speak to someone and they say, listen, I need this, and I need it every single day or every single month, then you've got yourself a business. Whereas ideas are relative. What you think may be a great idea may not be a great idea to me.
Yeah, that's true. So just to sort of derail a bit from this conversation, I mean, Elon Musk has mentioned before, Sandy, so that MBAs have somehow ruined businesses, you know? And that statement is justified as they are more focused on, let's say, the finance and commercial aspect of it and less really in the product that makes the business. So to bring this conversation more home, you know, there are a lot of companies also here, you know, that spend more time on advertising and commercial rather than the actual improvement of the product. So then my question that I want to pose to you is, how do you balance out the two? You know, which one do you say is more important than the other? How do you balance that?
Okay, so those two things are not two separate things. They are two sides of the same coin.
Nice.
A business's primary function is to service their customers. That's it. Okay. Every other thing, like finance, for instance, is a support function that enables a business to service its customers. Now, when a business gets to the point where you start hiring people with MBAs to run it, it means your business has grown, it's mature, it's got systems, and now you need professionals to run those systems. So finance then, operation, becomes a support system to product development. Product development is solely focused on what the customer wants. Solely. Right next to product development is customer service. Every other function in the business has to be built to support product development and customer service. Because without an understanding of what your customer needs, you wake up tomorrow and no one wants to buy your product.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We see this all the time. And that's how Netflix took over. And Netflix woke up one day and people were on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
DSTV was the biggest thing until Netflix came on board.
Truly.
Right? That gave people video on demand. And so DSTV took their eye off the ball. So any business that takes its eye off the ball is bound to run into the trouble of losing customers. It doesn't matter how well your finance function functions. If you lose, you know, focus on the customer, you're not going to have a business tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So on the book, you say something really interesting. I mean, amongst other things, of course, but this one really struck me, that don't start a business as a quick rich scheme or to compete with your rich counterparts. So what is the mindset one should have when starting a business, Sandiso?
Okay, so the mindset you should have when starting a business, you must understand, number one, the kind of entrepreneur you are. Are you starting a business because you can't find work? You are a survivalist entrepreneur.
Oh.
Are you starting it? Yes. Are you starting a business because you are a lifestyle entrepreneur, i.e., you want to add additional income to income you already have? Two, are you starting a business because you are a high impact entrepreneur, i.e., you want to build a huge business, you want to start out an industry, or you want to disrupt an industry? Are you starting a business because you want to make social impact? You want to make people in your community's lives better? Or are you an investor entrepreneur? Are you the kind of person who wants to invest in other businesses to help entrepreneurs? The reason that's important, because the fundamental motivation for starting a business has to be you. You are not going to get rich quick with a business in the first 3 years. It absolutely never happens. It never happens.
Oh,
and the reason it never happens is because on average, it takes a business 3 years to reach a point where you are just making profit, where you are breaking even. And unfortunately, what we see a lot in social media, a lot of scamsters are people who tell half-truths and whole lies.
Yeah.
That make it seem as if. Of course, you are going to make some money, 100%, but you're definitely not going to get rich with it.
And that is because the hard truth.
Excuse me?
I'm saying, and that is the hard truth.
That is the very hard truth. And that's why when you decide to start a business, you must be doing it for you, to satisfy a need you have. And you need to be clear about why you're starting it. Because if you're starting a business because there are no jobs to be found, don't take all your savings and put it into that business. Because tomorrow, Sunday, someone might come to you and say, hey, here's a 30,000 rand a month job.
True.
And you abandon that entire thing that you spent 100,000 rand on.
Sheesh.
So, you know, I mean, for your audience, for your listeners, it's critically important that they start to figure out the kind of entrepreneurs they are and understand why they want to start a business. Even if it's just selling something small, their motivation has to be clear to them.
Yeah.
Because then when Sandiso comes and tries to knock their hustle, they are not swayed or they are not convinced by it.
Because they know why they started in the beginning. You know, their motivation is solid. And I like the fact that you've actually, you know, broken all of this into compartments, the kind of entrepreneurship one is. I had no idea, you know. So I think that's really interesting. I mean, a survival entrepreneur, that is really interesting. So before I let you go, Sandiso, how does one get a hold of the book and how much is it?
Okay, perfect. So you can buy the ebook on all the major platforms, Amazon, Google, Apple. You can buy it on Kobo.com.
Great.
You can buy it on Barnes & Noble, the ebook. If you want to order the hardcover copy, you'd have to go to our website, www.the10minuteguide.com. So our website again, www.the10minuteguide.com. And you just click on the bookshop. So the e-copy is 320 Rand. And the hard copy is 550 with delivery.
550 with delivery?
With delivery, yes.
Lovely.
Deliveries are going to start from the 31st of October.
Oh, fantastic. And do you deliver to specific areas or across the country?
Across the country.
Yay.
Delivery is open across the country.
Yay, that's great. And do you provide any mentorship or lectures for young entrepreneurs?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, we've set ourselves up as a business that responds to customer needs.
Okay.
Definitely. If there's a request for it, we'll definitely do it.
Lovely. So where can they get a hold of you then?
Okay. So people can follow me on Twitter on @Sandiso Ncube, or they can send me a request on LinkedIn. They can also go to Facebook. They can also go on Facebook and go like our page and send us a message there on facebook.com/the10minute guide.
Sandiso, you are a hero for availing yourself really to all these young entrepreneurs. And I wish you all the best, really. going forward. And I will spare 45 minutes of my time to read the 10-minute guide to starting a business. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely. That was Sandy Songube. Oh, man. Talking to us about all things entrepreneurship for today's Young Mind in Business. Make sure to go get his book titled The 10-Minute Guide to Starting a Business. Lessons Entrepreneurs Learn the Hard Way. You can get this on www.the10minuteguide.com. It is 320. This is the e-book. And the hard copy is 550 with delivery. You can also follow Sandy Songube at Sandy Songube. This is on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and Facebook as well.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream by www.vofm.co.za.